Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. It's just you and me. I've got a couple of things I want to talk about. There are some things that you have to do this year and next year to be successful in your small business. And some of those things are things that were true 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 100 years ago. You've got to buy products cheaper than you sell them. You've got to operate in your business in a way that when you buy things and you pay for them and then you sell them to customers, when all that money washes through your system and you pay for the bills that you have to pay for, two things happen. Number one, you keep enough cash on hand to keep to keep the oxygen in the business. And you wind up with enough profit to sustain the business long term. Ladies and gentlemen, that has not changed in a thousand years. That's been true for forever and ever, as long as there's been a marketplace. So those things like that haven't changed. You've got to provide a product that people want. You've got to be able to compete from a quality standpoint. You can't just run roughshod over people and abuse customers. You got to take care of customers, et cetera, et cetera. That hasn't changed. That has not changed. Some of the sales skills that I have learned over the years, some of them decades ago, still are valid sales skills. Most of those things are still valid because they're just about how human beings respond to you and to your message. So there's so many things that have not changed all that much. A computer, if you think about it, a computer is just a fancy wheel. It's just the evolutionary process of the development of the wheel. So there's not that much different under the sun. But there are a couple of things that I want you to think about that I think are 21st century thoughts that I think are going to be critical to your success in the 21st century as a small business owner. Number one, and you've heard me say this before, but I want to say it again because I just don't think I can say this too many times. This is a wake-up call. This is me giving you some tough love. This is me, grabbing you by the lapel and shaking you just a little bit, okay? Everything you sell, look around you. Think of what you offer to customers. A product, I don't care if it's a product or a service. I care not what it is that you sell. Everything that you sell is a commodity in 2009 and going forward. Everything. There are no exceptions. Everything is a commodity. Even if you think you've got something that's the greatest thing since sliced bread and nobody else has it, guess what? They may not have it, but there's an alternative that people can choose. Maybe they won't get what you've got, the exact thing that you've got, but there is an alternative to it somewhere that they can choose to spend their money on that. So deal with it. Get over it. Just live with it. Understand this. The moment you understand that everything you have is a commodity, life will get easier for you because then you'll realize what really causes business to happen. What causes business to happen is when people need something or when they want something. We have both of those. As human beings, we have both of those things, don't we? We need things, and we also have things that we want. And they're two different things, usually. So when people need something or want something, they immediately think about what it is that's going to make them happy. What's going to answer that question? What's going to deal with that need? What's going to scratch that itch or deal with that pain or make them feel better? Whatever it is that's motivating them to get what they need or what they want. They have, anywhere from five options to acquire that within a mile or two of your shop to a virtual innumerable number of options a click away on the internet. That's what I mean when I say everything you say you sell is a commodity, because commodities are identical things that everybody knows the price of and that you can get anywhere. And that's what you sell right now, folks. I don't care what else you sell. And so when you realize that when people want something or need something and they can buy it anywhere, why in the world would they do it with you? Have you ever sat down and thought about that? I hope you will. I hope you'll think about this. I hope you'll, when you come to work early in the morning, before the lights are on, before the doors are open, before the customers come in, before the phone rings, if you have to go in on the weekend or stay late at night and let everything get real quiet and look around and realize that all you sell is a commodity, and then say, okay, if I believe that, then why in the world would people come in my door? Why in the world, what would make them walk by? What if I'm at the end of the street and there are three other, you know how furniture stores are. You got four or five of them in a row usually, right? What in the world would make somebody walk by another furniture store and come to do business with me? What would make them walk by two other restaurants and come in my shop? What would make them drive by another dry cleaner's? And instead of stopping at one of those, come to see us. Give us their business. Spend their money here. Call us on the phone. Go to our website. Subscribe to our newsletter. Why would they do that? Folks, it's not because of your products. It's not even because of your service, because both of those things are really good at all these other places. It's only because of the experience that they have with you. 100% of why they're doing business with you. Please, please believe this, because this is the truth. 100% of the reason why people do business with you is because of how you make them feel. The experience they have with you. Did you remember their name? Did you say thank you? Did you let them know beyond any shadow of a doubt that you are so grateful that they came to do business with you? When they had a problem, did you absolutely make them feel that you are as upset about it as they were and that you are going to fix it for them, no questions asked? Did you do that? Did you do those things? Are your employees doing those things? Because let me tell you something, folks. That thing that I just said, how you make them feel, is the only thing on planet Earth that isn't a commodity. 20 after. I'll be right back with more of this. Stay with us. We're back. 23 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, a small business advocate. Little Aretha bringing us back there. A little respect. That's all we want as a small business owner. Just a little bit of respect. We give you a lot of respect on our website. I hope you go and check that out at smallbusinessadvocate.com. We try to make sure that you've got something there that you can read or listen to. You can ask questions. Something, we've got some a little motivational minute there on the front and some words of wisdom that I think will help. You got 5 seconds. You got 1 minute. You got 3 minutes. We got 15 minutes. You got 15 minutes. We got something you can read or listen to. And I hope you'll check that out at smallbusinessadvocate.com. And look for new stuff. Look for new things this weekend. We're going to flip over to some stuff we've been working on for a while. I think you're going to like it. And, of course, if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blassingame. Oh, and by the way, don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you're on my website. And don't forget to check out my blog. We'll follow you home with it, too, if you want. I'm talking about 21st century thoughts, ladies and gentlemen. Things that are different. Things that are different about where we are today and where we're going than where we've been in the past. There was a time when you had a shop in your community, and other than maybe catalogs, whatever you sold, people who lived in your community had to buy it from you or maybe one other competitor. And so those were different times. It's not like that anymore. In those days, you know, things weren't, everything wasn't a commodity. We when automobiles came out, you know, a car was a commodity. When refrigerators, you know, came out, refrigerators were not a commodity. Microwaves, computers, you name it. When those things were released, when they were launched, those were not commodities. Those were unique things that nobody had. And when you had the first one, then, you know, you were excited, right? Name something now. Name something that's like that now. There's nothing like that now. Everything's a commodity. And everything you sell, you can get somewhere else, 100 different places, maybe 10,000 different places. And so, as I said, the only thing that's unique, the only thing that's special, the only thing that's not a commodity about what you sell and what you do is the relationship you have with your customers and how you make them feel. And that's the only thing that makes them come back and to you as opposed to going to your competitor. And the only thing that makes them walk by a competitor or not call a competitor or not go to a competitor's website and order product or whatever it is, it's the only thing is how you make them feel. And if you aren't drilling that into your employees' heads, if you aren't sitting them down, do yourself a favor. Set them down. Make them listen to this, to what I'm talking about right now. Have them come back. You can do that. You can go to my website. You can find this what I'm saying. We're gonna archive it and make it available on the website in just it'll be up today. Have them listen to what I'm saying right now, and tell them this. This guy is right. Think about what we sell. Think about who else sells this. Think about all the different places that people can buy this stuff. The only way that you're going to be able to continue to get a paycheck and I'm going to continue to keep these doors open is if we build a kind of relationship with customers that makes them want to forsake other options and come to see us. And instead of buying it online, they come in our store. Or instead of buying it on those multi-million dollar websites that are so slick, they buy it on our small business website. Or they look on our website and call and find what they want, and then they call us and say, "Do you have it in stock? I'll come get it, or will you deliver it, or whatever." Folks, this is going to be the key to your success. Now, there's one other thing I want to talk about. I'll tell you what. Let me tack something onto that. The way you will stay connected to these people, these customers who now like what you're doing, they believe that the relationship you have with them is special. It's not a commodity. It's through the building the communities, the online communities. That's how you're going to continue to stay in touch with them. I've talked about that. I've written about that. You've heard me say this before. You can go back and read what I've written. You can go back and hear what I've said about that. I'm not going to dwell on that a lot right now. But you've got to stay in touch with them. Through more and more customers are going to require you to connect with them through online customer communities, and that's enough said about that. One other thing, if you got business to business customers, you're a business and you're selling to businesses, here's a 21st century thought that you should remember. If you want to help your customers love you, if you want to help them just forsake all other offers, if you want to get a business to do that, not just a consumer, do this. Help find out what they have to do to serve their customers and help them do that. Don't just serve them as your customer. Serve them as if you're helping them serve their customers. Help your customers help their customers. And if you really want to put that on steroids, and if you really want to get really good at it, and you can do this because I've done it, ladies and gentlemen, help your customers help their customers help their customers. That's right. Blow right through your customers to their customers. When you're thinking about how can I help them, how can I help my business customers, think about how can I help them help their customers, and then go take it one step further to the third level of customers. That's a 21st century thought, ladies and gentlemen, that will help you to make sure that consumers and business customers forsake other offers and come back to you every time. It's because of the experience that you have with them and that they have with you. I'm going to take a quick break. Right back with Wayne Allen Root right after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Started walking, couldn't stop. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.